we have to hold these councillors, the county councillors, responsible now for a lot that's happening in this in Donegal. They're not being vocal enough back to Dublin on our behalf. You know, they see firsthand what's happening here in Donegal, and they're not taking that message back to Dublin. So we're going to put the pressure on them today to take the message back to Dublin.
Is your gripe mainly with the government parties, or are you disappointed with the support you're getting from all councillors?
It's mostly with the Fine Gael and Labour. You know, the way they're imposing this austerity on the people here in Donegal, and with this now with the septic tanks and everything else, like, you know, they won't listen to us at all. They won't hear the voice of the people.
In reality, though, is it not the case that this government has a plan, and it seems it's going to implement that plan, regardless of what groups like yours or indeed county councillors have to say?
Well, you could say they're going to implement this plan regardless of the casualties, you know, and that's, to us, that's very irresponsible. What they're trying to impose on this county here is a thing called internal deflation. Now, you know, this has to bring the whole country right to its knees before it starts to rise again. And we just can't go any further, you know. And this internal deflation has been proven in other countries not to work. You know, it was used after the Second World War, and it was said that it didn't work then. So why would it work now?